الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون الا من اتى الله بقلب سليم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There are three important days in the life of a human being. First day is when the baby is born. Birthday is important day because that is the start of the life. Then second day is when a human being dies. The day when the life comes to at end and a man is buried in the grave and a second phase of life starts. And third important day will be the day of judgment, when our book of deed will be opened and it will be examined whether we are a good human being or bad. So good human beings, they will enter into the paradise, and the bad people, they will go into the hell. So that day is also going to be very important day. That's why in one verse of Quran, all 3 days have been mentioned. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيًّا. The verse which has been recited by me in the beginning is يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On the day of judgment, neither the wealth of a person will be beneficial, nor his children will be beneficial. Illa man atallah bi qalbin saleem. A person who came with a clean heart, so that heart will be beneficial. So on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see a clean heart of the person. That will be beneficial. How we can achieve a qalb saleem? If we make good deeds, then our heart will become qalb saleem. And if we will commit sin, then our heart will become qalb-e-sakeem. It will be a sick heart. It will be a heart which will be spiritually sick. So lot of spiritual sickness will come in the heart. So we have to work on our heart so that it is clean. And on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy to see this heart. Every day when we get up in the morning, we clean our face. We wash our face. Why? Because when we will meet the people, so they will see our face and they will feel that we are very active and fresh. So if we have to meet the people, we wash our face so that people should feel that we are fresh and good. So on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not see the faces of the people, He will see the hearts of the people. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not see at your faces and He does not see at your wealth. وَلَاكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَامَالِكُمْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He looks at your heart and looks at your good amal. So any person with good heart, with a clean heart, will be a successful person on the day of judgment. So we should also try our best to have a clean heart. How we can get a clean heart? We should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can. Number one, we should try to do good amal, pray 5 times a day, recite the Holy Quran, make istighfar, make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that our heart should become clean. And if we will commit sin, then our heart will become dark and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not love to see this heart, black heart. When we come in our house and we see there is a lot of dust in the house, then quickly we figure out, oh, the door has been kept open or the window remained open. So that's why it was windy, the weather was windy, and lot of dust came inside the room. Similarly, if we feel that the dust of sin has blackened our heart, it means that the door of the heart remained open. So we should try to close the door, control the door. Now, there are four doors of the heart of every person. Number one, our tongue. Whatever we speak with our mouth has effect on our heart. If we speak good things, if we say good things, then the heart is filled with the noor. But if we make backbiting, or if we say something which is bad, then the heart is filled with the darkness. So we should be very watchful about whatever we say with our tongue, with our mouth. Lot of people, they do not care about this. And when they are in anger, so they say whatever they want to say. This is not good. We should try to control our anger and only say what is right. And what is wrong, we should not utter with our mouth. The tongue of the person is very small in its size, but is very important due to its identity. That's why when we recite kalima, we recite it with our tongue. But by reciting kalima, all the sins of the previous lives are forgiven, and a person, he enters into iman, in the domain of Islam. He becomes a mu'min, a Muslim. So this is done with our tongue. Similarly, when a nikah is made, then the husband accepts the wife in his nikah just by saying, Tabilto, yes, I accepted this woman in my nikah. And that woman who was ghair mahram becomes the life partner, becomes the wife. So just few words with the tongue, they make so much big change. And the person and the life partner, wife, who is so close that we share everything with her, but if we say talaq with our tongue, then she will also become a ghair mahram and will be separated automatically due to talaq. So it means that a word from the tongue makes a lot of difference in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we should try to speak very carefully. We should not speak lie. We should not say something which breaks the hearts of the other people. We should not backbite other people, because these are sins, and these sins give darkness in our heart. So we should try to control this door. Then second door of the heart is eyes of the person. Whatever we see, it gives an impact on our heart. If we look at Kaaba, our heart is filled with noor. If we look at the face of the parents, our heart is filled with the noor. If we look at Quran, our heart is filled with the noor. And if we look at ghair mahram, then the heart is filled with darkness. If we look at bad things on internet, on phone or computer, then the heart is filled with darkness. So we should try to control our eyes and should see only those things which are permissible according to Sharia. And those things which are not permissible, we should try to close our eyes from them. So these dramas and movies and all these video things, they give a very bad impact on the heart. A person spends 15 minutes on the screen and the screen of the heart becomes completely dark. Whatever noor was in the heart is filled with the darkness and the heart becomes completely dark. So we should try to avoid these things. So second door of the heart is our eyes. And number three, the door of the heart is our ears. Whatever we listen with our ears has an impact on the heart. For example, if a person listens Quran from his ears, then noor comes in our heart. If a person listens the word of advice with his ears, then noor comes in our heart. If we listen good things with our ears, then lot of noor comes in our heart. But if we listen those things which are not permissible, for example, a person is fond of the Indian songs, a person is fond of the English songs, a person is fond of music, a person, he is fond of listening to these things, then his heart will become completely dark due to all these sins. So only that thing we should try to listen which has a good impact on our heart, because ear is a door of our heart. And number three, this was number three. First one was the tongue of the person, then second eyes of the person, number three ears of the person, and number four is the brain of the person. Whatever we think of our brain, it gives impact on our heart. If we think about good things, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about religion, about good people, then good memories and good thoughts, they give a good impact on our heart. The heart becomes clean, heart becomes filled with noor. So this is a good way of using our brain to fulfill our heart with noor. But if we think in our mind about sins, about bad memories, about those bad memories which we got during committing a sin, so this bad memory then takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fills our heart with the darkness. There are lot of young people, they normally sit down and think in their mind about the past life. But when they committed sin, they think about it, they replay it. So this is very important that it blackens the heart to its darkness. And shaitan is very betraying personality. He betrays the person and puts bad thoughts in mind, food for thought in our mind. And we get a message from shaitan and we start thinking about it. So it means that if the thought is bad from shaitan, we should try to just reject this thought. We should not think on it. We should try to think whatever is good, whatever is according to Sharia. So if we try to control all these four doors of the heart, then our heart will become clean. And if we will ignore it, then darkness will go through from the doors in our heart and the heart will become darkness. A person on the day of judgment will be very successful if he will have a clean heart in his body. Rasulullah said, "Inna fil jasad bani Adam ala muzgha," that in the body of the human being there is a small organ. Iza fasadat fasadal jasad kullu. When this organ becomes black, then all the organs of the body, they become bad. وَإِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. And when the heart of a person becomes good, then all the organs of the body, they become good. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. And you should know it is the heart of a person. So it means that if we control our heart and keep it in the boundary of Sharia, then our heart will remain clean and it will be filled with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that we should clean our heart so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should put His love in our heart. Now if I want to get milk from someone, but I bring a pot which is not clean, dirty, which is a dirty pot, then the person who is going to fill this pot with the milk, he will tell me, Why did not you bring a clean pot? This pot is not clean. So please bring a clean pot. And when we bring a complete clean pot, then the person who is going to fill it with the milk, he fills it with the milk. So similarly, we should try to make dua in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, our heart is in front of you, So please have a glance of mercy on our heart so that it should become clean. And when the heart will become clean, then all the organs of the body will become pious, they will become good, and a person, he will lead a good life according to the orders of Sharia, according to the Sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi was a person who had a very clean heart. So even that he was the king of the time, the caliph of the time, still his whole life was according to Sharia and Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to work on our heart and make it clean as much as we can. So when we conduct these mehfil-e zikr, the purpose is to have noor in our heart, to clean our hearts. It is the objective of mehfil-e zikr. We will try to recite the Khatmat Sharif. So please recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل 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 نعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا خفي اللطف أدركني بلطفك الخفي يا خفي اللطف أدركني بلطفك الخفي يا خفي اللطف أدركني بلطفك الخفي يا خفي اللطف أدركني بلطفك الخفي. Ya khafi al-lutf adrikni bi-lutfuk al-khafi. Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا باقي أنت الباقي 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 يا باقي أنت الباقي. Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 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 Rushif Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam. Rushif Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا باقي أنت الباقي. يا باقي أنت الباقي. يا باقي أنت الباقي. يا باقي. يا باقي أنت الباقي يا باقي أنت الباقي. درود شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. درود شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. درود شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين. 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 درود شریف اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد. اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. درود شریف اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اللہ ولی الذین آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا الله ولي الذين آمنوا درود شریف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا ایک دعا پلیز سبحان ربی الوهاب اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللهم اوصل وبلغ صواب ما قرانا ونور ما تلونا بعد القول انا هدیه واسطه منا الى طبیب قلوبنا وقرة اعیننا وشفی ذنوبنا سیدنا ومولانا محمد وعلی آله واصحابه اجمعین سم الى جميع اخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم وعليهم اجمعين والى ال كل وصحبه كل رضي الله تعالى عنهم اجمعين ثم الى ارواح السادات الصوفية المحققين خصوصا الى سادات القاضية والنقشبندية والتشتية والصوفية والشاذلية والكبرية والمدارية بتفاصيل الثلاثة الشريفة من سيدنا ابي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه ومن سيدنا علي بن ابي طالب كرم الله وجهه رضي الله تعالى عنه ثم الى روح شيخنا مرشدنا حضر خواجہ محمد فضل قریشی رحمت اللہ علیہ ثم الى روح شيخنا مرشدنا حضر خواجہ محمد نواز صدیقی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ ثم الى روح شيخنا حضرت خواجہ غلام حبیب رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ نور اللہ مرقدہ تاب اللہ سراہ وجعل الجنۃ الفردوس مثواہ صلی اللہ تعالی ثم الى ارواح آبائنا و امہاتنا و اجدادنا و جداتنا و اخواننا و اخواتنا و ازواجنا و ذریاتنا من الحاضرین والغائبین کافتا و عامہ ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم تو ولینا انک انت التواب الرحیم صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبی سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. Now we will sit down in muraqaba. Please close your eyes, be attentive to where your hearts and feel that some noor is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entering in our heart, and the heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. We can make dua please. سبحان ربي العلي الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے مالک, ہم آپ کے عاجز مسکین بندے ہیں, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما, عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما, جو دل کی نیک مرادیں ہیں اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ان کو پورا فرما. جتنے لوگ دعا مانگ رہے ہیں اللہ سب کو اپنے مقبول بندوں میں شامل فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.